Bill 1107. It's to repeal certain voting procedural challenges that may be made during municipal elections. Representative Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Representative Cooper Garnos, District 26, from Presque Isle, South Dakota. House Bill 1107. This is an act to repeal certain voting procedure challenges that may be made during municipal elections. And as you can see, what has been stricken is Section 1, 913-4.1. There is a little history behind this. At one time, obviously, we did not have this bill in place. And what the bill would allow is for someone that lives outside the municipal limits to come in and be able to vote in a city election. And I bring this for several different reasons, and some of the reasons that I just briefly want to talk about, I need to explain a little bit where I come from in terms of District 26 in South Dakota. It's a rural area, and our biggest town in our district is Winter, South Dakota, with approximately 34, maybe 3,500 people come there. And when I say the next statement here, I don't want to take away from a Sioux Falls or Rapid City, but I think maybe what you find in some of the smaller communities, and some of you come from smaller communities or have been there before, is that everybody knows everybody, whether that is good or bad. And what you find maybe in a bigger city is, of course, you know maybe the people across the street in your neighborhood, but it seems like it may be more in a smaller community that you know everyone and everyone knows you. And coming back to the bill and why I think this ties in is that in our district we have people in it, and it's the same thing in Sioux Falls or Rapid City. People live outside the city limits, but they own a business within the town. And the importance of that, of course, is the revenue, the community service, all the things that tie in with being a business owner in the town. And we have a situation in Winter, South Dakota, and there are a couple other smaller communities where, of course, there are city elections, but the people within the city are the only ones that can vote, and maybe someone that lives 2 or 3 miles out of town cannot vote in the city election, but they own a business within that municipality. And they just would like, you know, the opportunity to have a say or have an opportunity to vote in the district in which they own the business, or the city which owns the business. To me, it's obviously a policy issue, and I think the Secretary of State could give you a much better background and history on maybe why this come about and some of the important issues that surround that. But once again, I think it's would allow some flexibility. It would allow fairness in those terms. And at this point, I would like to thank the committee again for the time I have here, and I will certainly stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Garnos. Are there any other proponents of this legislation? Would you take the seat, please, and introduce yourself?
I'm Linda Nelson. I'm from Winter, South Dakota. My husband and I own Nelson's Electronics in Winter. We've had our Radio Shack dealership for 25 years. We are one of the people that Mr. Garnos was speaking of. We live 6.5 miles east of Winter on Highway 44 and have for 17 years. And up until the last municipal election, we're allowed to vote in town. I am registered at 422 West 2nd Street is where our business is in town. And would like to be able to vote on issues that affect our business. My husband and I both work full-time at our business, so our business is our sole income for our family. And things that affect our business directly affect the financial welfare of my family. And we therefore would like to be able to vote on things that affect our business rather than affect things that affect our home, just because our business is more detrimental to our family. So we therefore would like to be able to vote on issues that affect our business. Up until the recent election, for 17 years, I voted in town until the last election. One of the poll workers told us we couldn't. And so all of a sudden some things changed. They decided they were going to enforce the law that had been started several years ago. And so that's why I had contacted Mr. Garnos about possibly seeing if we couldn't do something so that people that own property in town. We, of course, own 2 big lots in town and pay a fair share of property taxes, that we could vote on things that would affect our business.
Thank you, Mrs. Nelson.
Thank you.
Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents to this legislation?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jim Hood, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Municipal League. We think that residency is a reasonable and proper requirement to entitle you to vote in a municipality. I don't feel I have any business as a resident of Spearfish voting in an election in Sioux Falls or Rapid City or Pier or anywhere else. We feel that residency requirement is a proper proper guideline, proper rule to entitle a person to vote and not mere property ownership. Property ownership as a condition to voting was outlawed by the United States Supreme Court many, many years ago. So, you know, at one time you had to own property before you could vote. That's no longer the case. We feel it's good public policy that those who reside in the community be directing through the electoral process the affairs of that community and not those who do not live in the community. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hood.
Are there any other opponents? Any other opponents? Okay. Representative Garnos, do you want to rebut at all?
Very quickly.
Please do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. And again, I think when we look at these rural areas, one of the things that we look at community, maybe it's you know, I talked about the importance or when there is ownership within the city, and I think Mrs. Nelson made a very good point of that. You know, the things that come along with ownership and the civic duty, et cetera, taxes. And again, I would just emphasize that even though the importance of people maybe not living within the city are part of that community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Garnos. We'll close now to testimony and open to committee questions. Representative Hanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for the Secretary, if you would please. I guess what one of my major concerns is the fact that how would you enforce, or let me give you a situation. If we allow folks outside of a municipality the right to vote within that municipality, does that also not give them the right to run for public office?
If I might respond, that is a separate statute.
Well, but in theory, if you have the right to vote.
Representative Hanks?
I'm sorry. Thank you. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Secretary, go ahead.
That it's a separate statute that deals with that issue.
Thank you.
Do you have another question?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I don't believe that Secretary Nelson was a witness on this bill.
That's correct.
So is he testifying now and answering questions as a proponent or opponent?
I'll allow him to answer the questions. I don't know if he's an I assume he's an opponent, but
if I might just respond, I'm not taking a position on the particular bill, but obviously it's an area that we work with in detail, and so I'm happy to answer any questions from a procedural standpoint.
I'm going to let him answer questions, but not a lot of them. So, go ahead, Representative Hanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And quite honestly, I appreciate the latitude, and I could have certainly asked a question of Representative Garneau also, but with the Secretary in the room, I thought it was appropriate to ask him. That was my main concern, is the fact that when you give somebody the right to vote, in essence, you're giving them almost by default the right to run for office. And it seems like that position would almost run contrary to other parts of our state statute. Is that a fair analysis, Mr. Secretary? Or?
You know, I don't know if I'm going to comment on that particular analysis. It's a separate statute, a separate issue, but I understand the analogy that you're trying to make.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the latitude.
Yes. Are there any other questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Marshall. I don't want you two fighting over who gets to go first.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question of the sponsor, Representative Garnos.
Ryan.
Representative, would it be You explained the circumstances of living outside the city and being able to vote inside a municipality. By this repeal, does not the reverse occur? Example, we live in Sioux Falls. We have farmland outside of Sioux Falls. Would I then be able to vote in the school board elections for Lenox or T School District?
I think in theory, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think it may be a different statute that may deal with that too, but I'm not sure on that.
Thank you.
Representative Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for Mr. Hood. Thank you. Do you have any idea in this section how municipal is defined? Is that any sized?
It would apply to any city, first, second, or third class.
So doing this, you wouldn't be doing it just for a city the size or a town the size of Winter. It would be Sioux Falls, Rapid City. Thank you.
Across the board, yeah.
Are there any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, we will close to committee questions and open to committee discussion and or action. Representative Howie.
Comment?
Sure.
I just would like to say that if this bill were to pass, I would be personally delighted because there are times when I have wished I could replace the city council and the mayor in my city, and I'm not within the bounds of the city, but present company accepted. but I can see some real danger in opening this up because it, as we've heard testimony, it would apply to any city, and I think it would just give rise to more problems than solutions. Some of the solutions we have as property owners within a municipality are to become proactive in those city elections. We can contribute to candidates or causes. We can campaign for candidates or causes. So I think we're not left without recourse, and so I probably will not support this bill.
Thank you, Representative Howie. Any other? Representative Sigstead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a little slow on the trigger here. I wish to, before we closed it to committee, I had a question, and I'm still going to ask it. Just the other day, we had a bill that we passed on owner-occupied. If the spouse has a home in town and say you're living in the country, the spouse can claim the one in town and say the husband, one or the other, claim the country. So now if you claim, say if the wife claimed the one in town, and does that mean the wife has to vote in town, being that's her owner, she's listed there in an election, or can they both vote wherever they please?
Is there anyone on the committee that would like to answer that question? Representative Hanks.
Thank you. And it's going to be a little bit of a complicated answer because a lot of it has to do with zoning issues also. I'll give you an example. The witness here says she owns some commercial property inside a municipality. A lot of the larger municipalities will not allow you to actually have residences a lot of times in commercially zoned property. So that's sort of a catch-22. I'm trying to think where else to really take that. I mean, it just... My understanding, and this would be my take, is the fact that if you have a married couple, and they have two homes, and if one basically claims owner occupancy within the municipality and one outside, the person within the municipality would have the right to vote.
I think so too.
That would, at least that's my take on it. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I think you're right on that. Are there any more statements from anyone on the committee? Well, committee, I'm going to ask you to vote no on this bill for several reasons. Mr. Hood was right, I think, in his analogy for the city governments and so on. But, you know, those who own businesses in the city have some alternatives. One is they can ask that their home outside the city can be annexed. They can also move into the city if they want to. And they should remember when you talk about property tax that nearly 75% of the property tax goes to the schools, the rest to the counties, and the city gets a very small percentage of that. And these people are allowed to vote on the property tax issues because that's not a city source of funding. The city source of funding, of course, is sales tax, and the majority of that comes from people who live in the city and do businesses in the city, and the businesses bring in sales tax. I'm not opposed to that, excepting that because the businesses are there, the city residents have to build a bigger infrastructure to deal with the customers from outside the city that come into those businesses. So it's really a wash. They are building a bigger sewer system, water system, street system, and so on to cover for that. I think our system of government allowing those who live in the jurisdiction to vote is the best system of government. And I would ask for you to vote no on this bill. Any other statements from anyone? Seeing none, are there any motions? Representative McCoy.
I would vote to not pass this. I'm trying to remember what the...
Representative McCoy moves to the 41st
there
day.
There you go. Thank you.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Gassman. Discussion on that issue? Seeing none, those in favor will say aye, those opposed say nay, and the secretary will call the roll, please.
Cutler?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Gassman?
Aye.
Hanks?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Kroger?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
McCoy, or sorry, Rounds?
Aye.
Sigistad?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Torno?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Kenny's?
Aye. Unanimous to move to the 41st day. Thank you, Representative Garnos, however.
Chair, members of the committee.